We are back with more absolutely insane Reddit stories. I'm Shane Topp, and I am joined today by Ian Heacox and Courtney Miller. Hey, thanks for being here. Yeah.
This is our first time on Reddit stories together.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know, it is.
It's weird.
It is actually fucking bullshit.
I agree. Really quick, I see a lot of comments making fun of my cuffed jeans on this show. I want to point out, Darren, can we get a shot of Brennan and his cuffed jeans? Because look at those. Like, you know,
Ian's
cuffed his cords.
Cuff cords. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying that other people
not
also cuff their jeans.
Person.
All right, let's get into this. The theme today is breakups and brush offs.
Ooh.
And I also think there might be a few updates.
An update or two, per se?
All right, let's get into it. First story, this comes from the subreddit, Am I Wrong? So similar to Am I the Asshole, but they're not necessarily asking if they're an asshole, just if they're in the wrong.
Okay.
It's basically the same premise.
Okay.
Am I wrong for telling my girlfriend to rein in her daddy issues while we're visiting my family?
Hmm.
Okay. This is from 2 days ago as of reading this.
Whoa.
It's recent. Throw away because my cousins know my actual account. My girlfriend, Shay, who's 27, and I, a man, 26, are on a small vacation to my hometown. She's only ever met my dad and extended family, aunt, uncle, cousins, over the phone, so I thought this would be a great opportunity to introduce everyone properly. But since we've arrived, Shay's behavior towards my dad has been seriously off-putting. For example, I thought it would be fun if we all went horseback riding. My younger cousins do it as a hobby, so I thought it would be nice to do an activity we'd all like. But Shay wouldn't even get on the horse because she said she was scared. It's been years since I've been on a horse, but they were so calm and honestly not a problem at all. I offered to stay with her while the others enjoyed themselves, but she insisted I go because my dad already offered to stay behind. He doesn't usually go horseback riding either. It was weird that she didn't want me there too, but I left it be. There have been other instances too, like how she asked my dad to show her around town instead of staying with me and meeting my old friend from high school. It was an impromptu meetup. We literally ran into him while we were looking for somewhere to get lunch with my dad. But it would have been nice if she made the effort to get to know him instead of going with my dad. The final straw was when we were all at my aunt's house for dinner. Shay made cupcakes, baking is kind of her thing, and she made some chocolate and peanut butter ones specifically because they're my dad's favorite. She made a few different types of cupcakes, but none of the others were my other relatives' favorite flavors. When we got back to our Airbnb, I confronted her. I know Shay's dad left when she was a teen, and they're no contact, so I figured she might be clinging to my dad because it's nice to have a fatherly presence and not something she's used to. I asked her, jokingly, to rein in her daddy issues and to stop being so clingy with my dad. She blew up at me, telling me that she's trying her best to fit in and that I've put no effort in making her feel welcome. Neither of us were willing to compromise, and I ended up sleeping somewhere else for the night. I need to talk things out with her today, but before I do, I want to make sure I'm not in the wrong.
I feel like, I don't know. I'd almost say like he has daddy issues. like he's got issues with like his girlfriend paying any sort of attention to his dad and like finding all these like instances where like, but I'm sure she did stuff for like his mom maybe as well.
Yeah, I didn't hear much about his mom in this.
His mom is not mentioned once. Mm. I don't even know if he mentions the existence.
Yeah.
If his mom is in the picture, because he mentions aunts and uncles and cousins.
Right.
To me, this all just kind of like makes sense to me of like, yeah, you want to impress someone's parents. You want to get to know someone's parents. What he's saying, I think there's some validity to that of like, yeah, if she doesn't have a father, like,
yeah.
And his dad might be a really nice guy. And
sounds like
but
it.
But none of it sounded problematic to me.
No, I think like nothing bad happened for him to like need to call out anything. Like it seemed like he was noticing a pattern and just didn't like the pattern.
Right.
Where, when you're the first time you're meeting your significant other's parents, some people can feel like it's a really big deal. They want to make a really good impression, mm-hmm. or maybe she had questions about her partner and like wanted to talk to him. And yes, of course she has like a past with not having a father in her life. So like, mm-hmm. she's she's like, and also I think the horse thing's just unrelated. Like,
yeah.
Like he's like, she's obsessed with my dad. Also, she's just scared of horses.
Like, horses are huge, dude.
Oh, I totally. Sometimes,
like,
it doesn't matter how chill they are. They can be jumpy.
Like, I totally get being scared of horses.
Yeah.
Also, like, with that all aside, like, maybe she just wanted to fuck his dad. Like, you know, like, maybe we should just normalize that.
Damn it.
I that crossed my mind. I was like, wow, this is making him cookies and things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, the fact that, I mean, I don't know. Like, I want to give her the benefit of the doubt, but like, it was really funny that he was like, yeah, I was like hanging out with my friends and she went off with my dad so he could show her around town. I'm like, that's kind of weird, but I wouldn't say that's daddy issues. And who fucking cares? Like, yeah, a lot of people do like yearn for like a close relationship with like, you know, a fatherly figure. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And it's like, yeah, okay, so she might have daddy issues, whatever. Like,
yeah, I think he's kind of picking up on things that aren't really, just genuinely aren't connected, like the horse thing, but also like how she didn't, like the dad offered to stay behind and she sounded like she wanted him, her significant other, to enjoy horseback riding with his cousins.
Yeah.
And she maybe just didn't want to be home alone. Yeah. And so the dad offered to stay there. And then I think it's like her first time meeting them. Life is fleeting. She's trying to get to know this father who is going to be an important role should things continue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
also, the friend, that wasn't like a planned thing. He ran into his friend, just happened to run into him. So maybe she thought like, I'll just let you guys hang and I'll go.
Yeah.
It may not be that she's choosing the dad. It may be that these situations are like, she's letting him enjoy his family time or times with friends, and she's...
I can totally relate to that.
These instances sound so, like, nitpicked.
Sounds so nonchalant. Like, yeah. It doesn't seem like a big deal.
Sounds like he has the daddy issues.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like he's, like, got, like, this weird possessive feeling towards, like, his girlfriend. And it's like, hey, if she's, like, trying to be a closer part of the family... Like, because most relationships start going that direction, like, then she should have a close relationship with the parents.
Yeah.
So we have some comments here. It's kind of odd that you scheduled horseback riding, but she was scared. Did you check with her before throwing this activity on her? You seem to be upset when she's doing something she wants to do that doesn't involve you. OP responded, I thought it would be a cool surprise because she loves the game Red Dead Redemption, which has a lot of horseback riding in it. I was just trying to be a good boyfriend and organize an activity we would all enjoy, but I got it wrong.
Okay.
Fair. That's thoughtful.
I hope that someday someone rents me a car that I can drive around Los Angeles and crash into shit.
Yeah.
Like GTA.
Yeah, it's like
a diamond block.
Or it's like Ian, Ian, you love Call of Duty. I enlisted you.
Dude, thank you. Dude, straight from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you so much. This is in regards to OP's mom, who's not mentioned that I saw. OP said, my aunt and uncle are just as important, and so are my cousins. My mom isn't around anymore, so my aunt is the biggest female influence I have in my life. Shay knows this, but hasn't put in any thought to spending more time with her. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought bonding with her would have been more of a prime focus. That doesn't make sense.
Because she's a woman?
Yeah, that seems to be.
That's weird. I mean, if the mom's not in the picture, I, as a partner, in hopes of understanding my partner better, would want to like get to know that parent, and like if that dad is actually being like open and like willing to spend that time and talk, that's great.
Yeah, that clarifies even more of like maybe she was doing this because she cares about him. She
Maybe she's hoping that she could like parent trap their parents.
Yeah.
You know, like she doesn't have a dad. He doesn't have a mom.
Oh. Maybe they can be siblings.
That would be weird, right?
Someone else said, when she leaves you and you date someone who makes no effort with your parents altogether, they'll miss her. Someone else said to that, right? Been with my husband for 7 years, 4 of those married, and I still make an effort to fit into his family and bring his father and mother food/treats I know they will like and aren't commonly found where we live. I live in my husband's home country and I'm from Canada. Someone else said, this should be titled, I was an asshole to my girlfriend who was being kind and normal to my family. We have a comment from OP here. We always joke around, so I thought it would go down better if I tried to keep it lighthearted. I made my point in a serious way, too, by telling her to stop being clingy and listing out the examples I mentioned in my post. I just thought it wouldn't end in an argument if I made a joke or two. Obviously, that didn't work. Someone responded to that, saying, sorry, bud, I think you are the one with the daddy issues. I don't see anything sexual about the way she was acting towards your dad based on what you described. So you are mad because your girlfriend was too nice to your dad and was trying too hard to fit in and be friendly? Makes absolutely no sense.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
That's right. And yep. We have an update.
Oh, no. Keanu, you're so good at hiding that. I was like, this is it, and this is that, and that's the story.
I love these types of updates. Okay, I get it. I'm wrong. Even though a lot of you were really harsh in the comments of my last post, I appreciate the honesty and think I needed it. I read every comment. I understand it was wrong of me to joke about a potentially triggering topic around my girlfriend. Me joking about it was an asshole thing to do, and any concerns I had, I should have said in a much better way. I went back to the Airbnb today, and you'll never guess who was there with my girlfriend. Yes, it was my father. He was in the kitchen cleaning up what looked like leftovers from breakfast. He said he stopped by a cafe that's at the end of the street and bought us breakfast, but I wasn't there when he arrived. By that point, Shay told him everything about our argument, and he wasn't happy. Ooh. Where was Shay when I arrived back? My dad said she was in the shower slash getting ready and that they were going to my aunt's house looking for me. They both presumed that's where I was, considering I wasn't at the Airbnb nor I was with my dad. We talked and I helped him clean up their breakfast. While I did, I saw the receipt in the to-go bag. Considering the cafe he bought the breakfast in is literally 5 to 10 minutes away and he came straight from there to the Airbnb, it's safe to assume he spent at least 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours at the Airbnb before I arrived. But sure, that's normal. I didn't bring this up or even question it. I've learned my lesson about bringing up stupid and immature concerns. My dad reiterated a lot of things people said in my post, like how Shay didn't want me to miss out on horseback riding, that she wanted to give me time with my friend without being the third wheel, and he said that his favorite cupcake flavor came up while they were walking around town together. It was an embarrassing conversation, and while we didn't discuss everything I wanted, it's a start. When my dad left, I spoke with Shay and apologized. She was really quiet, and when we talked about it further, she was crying a lot. The only thing she really said is that we have underlying issues from before this vacation, and that this whole ordeal just adds to it. We were supposed to go to a games night at my aunt's tonight, but Shay said she isn't going and that she wants some time to think. I respect that. I don't know if Shay wants me to stay at the Airbnb tonight or not, but I'm glad she didn't immediately break up with me like some of you suggested. Edit. We broke up. She's staying at a hotel tonight and then leaving tomorrow.
Oh.
That sucks. Cause like I feel like he like learned his lesson. But
did he?
No?
It seems that at first he goes, I get it, I'm wrong. And then he's all sarcastic in the middle
there. He's like, I was embarrassed.
And yeah, but no, I know I shouldn't be questioning things.
Yeah.
I don't think he's really that sorry. I think he still thinks. I'm getting the sense, and maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm okay with that. But I'm getting the sense that he's still.
Yeah, well, I wish the best for the girlfriend and the dad. They sound like they're
a good couple.
Good couple.
This makes sense to me, I think, like, because the 2 hours thing, it seemed sus, and him being there with breakfast sounded sus. But I will say, he only brushed on it, which was like, oh, there was some apparently underlying issues before this trip. Seems like because I feel like sometimes people do this where they'll like have like a reset of like, it doesn't matter if we were having issues. Now we're going on a family trip and you're meeting my family and this is a new experience. And whatever we had going on before, it doesn't matter because it's about this now. And so like, it makes sense that if they were having problems and it doesn't sound like he's very intuitive to her needs and stuff. So her having extensive conversations with his dad kind of makes sense. Like she's like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows, man?
Comments on this one. OP, I think my girl has daddy issues. Also OP. Proceeds to project a myriad of daddy issues. Dude, get a grip.
Yeah.
Someone said, I can see why you are worried about your girlfriend falling for your dad. He seems like a gentleman. It's a pity the apple fell so far from the tree. Someone else said, this apple is in another freaking orchard. Someone said, wow, you are petty and passive aggressive. I suggest losing that before you embark on another relationship.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I think he let a good one go. It sounds like it. I mean, obviously, like, we only have a snapshot of a very small amount of this relationship, but, like, it sounds like she was, like, very considerate and like, invested in his family, and he was just, like, he couldn't get over this, like, one thing.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, there's so much more to a relationship than what we know here.
Yeah. The underlying issues, though, that she's bringing up makes me wonder if, like, this is a pattern behavior. Like, he's constantly criticizing her for, like, things that are kind of out of her control.
Yeah.
That's what I feel, too. It feels like he's kind of picking up on a confirmation bias or his own insecurities. And, like, it just, it sucks. It's also very interesting, like, and I think it makes even more sense that the dad was there for as long as he was, because if the story is true, which I think it is, the dad showed up with breakfast for his son and his son's partner. He's gone.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, he didn't sleep here last night. And they have no idea where he is. Like, that's alarming. That's a red flag.
Right.
And so it makes sense that the dad would
be like.
And
we don't even know where he went. He doesn't say
where. Yeah, he never clarifies where he went. Did he go to a hotel? Did he go to a hotel and then to a Panera Bread?
Oh, callback.
Oh.
It's a good callback.
Is that where love happens?
It's a cheating.
It's where cheating happens.
Oh, it's where cheating happens. Panera Bread.
Panera Bread. Where cheating happens.
All right. Next story. Okay. This comes from Relationship Advice. A couple days ago, also recent. I, 21-year-old woman, knitted a blanket for a friend, 22-year-old woman, and she sold it without me knowing. Another knitting story. We have learned here on Reddit Stories that when you knit someone something,
bad things are
bad. Bad stuff. Throw away because I use my main account for my artwork and knit projects. I knitted a blanket with a very distinguishable design. It was my friend's favorite anime character and gave it as a gift. This was about a year ago. Today, I went to a classmate's flat to finish an art project we were working on for a class. Confusingly, I see the blanket on his bed. I know this is the blanket I made because I spent like 7 months with it, and the design is so specific because it's my own pattern. And I still ask him where he got it, and he said he bought it off of Facebook Marketplace. My jaw literally drops, and I can feel the tears forming in my eyes. I was really upset because not only did she give it away like it was nothing, but she also found a way to profit from my own hard work. I talked to my friend about this, and she admitted to it and apologized. She then told me it was out of desperation because her dog needed emergency surgery.
Aww.
I felt bad for her hearing that, but it was also hard for me to set aside my own frustrations. I'm at a loss for words to describe my emotions right now, and I can't begin to process how to go about from this situation. What would you guys do if you were in my shoes? How would you feel? I just need advice or some sort of validation, if ever. So luckily, Kiana knows knitting very well.
Mm-hmm.
A project like OP's is describing can easily take months, and creating your own pattern is literally like taking an image down to the pixel level, doing a lot of math, switching yarn, etc. This is a labor of love.
Yeah.
So this person, like they said, they spent 7 months on something.
That's a tough situation.
That's tough. That's one of those gifts where it's like, man, you better know that friend is there forever, because that's a lot of pressure if someone does something like that for you.
And that I wonder how much money that blanket went for, because like it sounds like a very unique, very special
Facebook piece. Marketplace, $75.
No.
I know.
I see it as like streetwear. I'm like $450 at least.
Facebook Marketplace typically is like.
Yeah, because I think when you sell something that's like handmade like that, like obviously it doesn't compare to like mass produced items. We're so used to having everything like this. I don't know, like a machine made this. And it's probably like $15 or something. But if like a person made this by hand, or there's probably a better example, like this, I guess.
A machine definitely
like,
made
that. A machine
that.
Made this. If a person made this, it would take them hours.
Yeah.
It would take them hours, and that would be labor that you'd have to pay for.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But it's like, you know, we're like, if we want to, like, would anybody pay? I mean, would people want to pay, like, $100 for this?
I think they're so popular because they're so cheap and so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say, like, I think, because this is a couple, right? They didn't clarify how long?
Friends.
Okay.
They're friends.
So they're friends. I think that OP has a right to feel both things. Like, they can be upset. but also feel bad that this person needed the money for their pet. Because, like, if that's true, that's sucks. That's heartbreaking on all sides.
Yeah.
And maybe when things are better, perhaps since that's still within the like their world, they could get the blanket back or something. But
yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. It's so tough, and it wouldn't have gone well, I think. But like the communication of like calling up that friend and being like, "Hey, like my dog needs emergency surgery. I'm desperate. I need to. I'm letting you know. Like, I'm selling that thing you made for me." Like I said, that conversation would not go well. But would that be better than this crazy off chance that she managed to run into the person who bought it off Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, I mean, it just also doesn't take that long to notice, like, hey, that
thing is gone.
That blanket I made you isn't in your apartment anywhere.
Yeah, it's all very strange. I almost like think like this part of me thinks like, and I don't usually, I always assume these are real. But like part of me is like, man, like you would notice that. Like if you were like good friends with somebody, you would kind of be like, oh, where's that blanket? But also if I was that friend that sold the blanket, I would feel so much shame that I would be afraid to tell them.
I would totally be afraid.
Because it's like, you can't quantify the value of something like that.
Yeah. We don't know the locations of these friends, if they're maybe like hometown, college situation, whatever. They're very young. It does suck. You know, let's see here, some comments. I would feel hurt. Your feelings are valid regardless of her reasoning behind why she sold it. This was a thoughtful gift that took you a lot of time, and that shouldn't be diminished. If there is any comfort in knowing it went to a good home, to someone who is enjoying it and displaying it proudly, I would focus on that. I've had to give away things that are sentimental, but I try to make sure they go to a good second home where they will be appreciated. Maybe she did that in this case. Someone said, if the sick dog is true, forgive her if you want, but never knit for her again. If you can't forgive her, it's okay to move on. Someone said, so I knit and I'm also a pet owner. I think you have the right to be hurt, but if the thing with her dog was a life or death situation, which is what I'm assuming it was if the dog needed emergency surgery, then I can't blame her for selling it. Once you give someone a gift, it's theirs to do with as they please. I'm sure it wasn't an easy decision for your friend to make.
I think everything everybody said is true.
Yeah,
I
think all of that is valid.
Yeah, like no assholes here, maybe. I mean, there's still like the lack of communication, like of like, hey, like, I don't know how close these friends are.
Nobody is an asshole in this situation because she's just saying how she's feeling. And her feelings are valid here. I think if she went out of her way and said her friend's like the worst person on the planet, I'd be like, now you're maybe a bit of an asshole. Like, this is just a shitty situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there is an update.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
The dog's dead.
Sorry.
Okay. I need to know what character this is. That's important.
Yeah,
to me.
I want to know the anime.
Yeah. But she never mentions, because if she mentions what character, it's going to be too obvious to identify her.
True.
I think it's Light from Death Note.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's Light from Death Note. Thank you all for the overwhelming response. I don't have the time to respond to each and every one of you, but please know I have read almost all of them, and I appreciate the time you guys took to share your thoughts. To those asking, she did briefly mention to me that her dog went into surgery months ago. Obviously, she did not mention the cost or if she was strapped for cash. She just told me that everything thankfully went well. However, I will also not question the validity of this, as I assume veterinary surgeries can cost a fortune. She is my friend, and I choose to believe she did act out of desperation because she loves her dog, and I can't imagine her using him almost dying as a cover-up. If she did, then that is now between her and her maker, I suppose. It was all still fresh yesterday, but after I've gotten the time to sleep, I have a much clearer mind. Some of you think I had no empathy for her, which is honestly crazy. I initially thought she had profited from my work and just took the cash, but when we talked and she explained the situation, I obviously felt sorry that it had come to that, and I couldn't expect her to react in any other way. However, pardon me, I guess, for being human and trying to process how I also felt. At the time, I also couldn't help but think the blanket that I worked so hard on had no value to her, so much so that it was easy for her to let go, first amongst other things that she had probably kept. But many of you have helped me look at this in another perspective and made me realize that she did see value in it somehow to know it would be worth enough to save her dog. TLDR, I've decided to just let this go. I find solace in the thought that my work indirectly helped my friend get a second chance to be with her beloved dog. And now that same blanket sits pre-loved in someone else's home for them to enjoy. P.S. Yes, what a small world, LOL, but I'm from a big city where the inside joke is somebody knows somebody, considering we all go to the only arts uni in our city. All right. Yeah,
that's
a pretty good ending.
I was expecting a really bad turn.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it was like, oh, okay, we're good.
I feel like an interesting topic is like how much effort to put into gifts for people sometimes, mm-hmm. because that's a lot of pressure too. If it's someone's like, hey, I put 7 months of hard work into this, yeah. I'd be like, okay, holy shit, I have to keep this forever.
Yeah, and I would say, I love, like, that's kind of one of my love languages is like getting stuff for other people. And you're sometimes just not always gonna get the response that you want. And that's kind of for you to kind of have to process and deal with. And like, honestly, this sounds like not the best case because it sucks that that was happening with a dog, but it's like, mm-hmm. if there was ever a reason to sell a gift, you know.
It's my argument has always been the best gifts, consumables.
Yep.
So like some sort of food, drink, candles.
Candles.
Incredible gift, because that way, if it's gone, you don't know if they used it or if they gave it away. You never know. You just never know. What's more pressure? Someone spending a ton of money on a gift or spending a ton of time on a gift? Mm. If it's relative to how much money they have, right?
Right.
Like, it's not like if you have a millionaire friend, it's
relatively expensive to the person.
Yeah, like, yeah. Holy shit.
Like, if the gift sucks.
I feel a pressure. Because I've received gifts that it was like, whoa, this is really nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
not something I would wear, but
yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And I keep it and I still have it somewhere.
I enjoy getting gifts for people, but I do know that, and there's sometimes I'm like, oh, this is the perfect gift for this person. But I also get in my head of like, I don't want them to feel pressured that they now have to get me a gift. And it starts this weird, I'm like, it's not supposed to be transactional.
Right.
It's supposed to be a gift. It's supposed to be, hey, I'm giving you this thing and then I don't care about the response. Mm-hmm. But there's a weird, you know, trade-off for a lot of people with gifts. And that's a lot of politics
for
that.
That's true.
Next story. This comes from True Off My Chest. My fiance is reconsidering our marriage after visiting my home country. Interesting. To start...
Did they visit America?
To start, I come from a small island in the Caribbean, part of the U.S. I moved to the U.S. 5 years ago, just after graduating university and landed a job here. Since day one, my fiance has been romanticizing what it is to live in a tropical paradise that is my country. I love my country and I was raised there, but it's not even close to a paradise. Of course it has its charms, but not close to that level. Well, we were planning our honeymoon and she wants to stay there for 2 weeks and travel around the island. I am not fond of that idea because I have seen it all and she wants to visit unsafe areas around the island. Mm. Her main point of attraction is a place that is in a huge musical video, but it's not a safe place for tourists. So I said, fine, let's just do a quick visit before our wedding so we can see what's going on. She immediately accepted and 1 month later we traveled to my home country. She wasn't impressed, but I kept my mouth shut. We arrived at the place, and I already know today is a hot day to be there. I try to convince her, but she insists on going in. The locals are eyeing us, and my mind is screaming we should not be here. Mm. Not even 3 feet in, and two guys confronted us. She started talking, and her broken Spanish, parenthesis, sorry, babe, just made things worse. I tried to calm down the situation, and we left soon after. I kept my mouth shut, even though I just wanted to tell her, I told you so, because this was stupid from the start. On our way back home, she didn't say a thing, even after I tried to open the conversation. Well, today, 1 week after we arrived, she left her ring at the nightstand with a note telling me she needs some time.
Oh.
I fear this might be the end of it all. She never does this kind of thing.
Is this Puerto Rico?
Hold on, really quick. The top comment is, she built her future based on Despacito?
Yeah, yeah.
No!
Yeah. For real. When he was like, he's like, it's part of the U.S. It's like Caribbean island. I was like, this is Puerto Rico. Then it was like, she saw it in a music video. I was like, fuck.
Dude, she tried saying the lyrics to Despacito to the locals to make good. Oh no, that's like
or Bad Bunny.
What?
It's either Despacito or Bad Bunny.
What fantasy world are you living in?
And someone responded to that saying, hold up, this was in Puerto Rico. She bypassed all the beaches, the mountains, Old San Juan, the food, Culebra and Vieques, and other islands, the food, and dumped him over the location of that video? Nah, man.
Bro.
OP needs to block her on everything from now to eternity. She only loved the idea of him having an exotic boyfriend.
Oh!
Yeah.
You know what? I also just want to point out, like, What an awful pitch for a honeymoon. It's like, hey, for our honeymoon, let's go to your hometown.
She was romanticizing.
I mean, like, he's like, this place I grew up in, I don't want to go back. And he's saying, I don't want to go back.
Yeah, I mean, like, on a lot of those, like everyone has these, like, romantic ideas of, like, Caribbean islands, like, vacations. But there's, like, so much poverty in most of those areas. And a lot of times, like, people are relegated to the resorts where it's, like, intentionally kept nice because the locals are kept out of there.
Mm-hmm. Also, music videos, like, is not real.
I know.
It's like, bro, there's lights, there's color editing. It is not what you think it is. I also think it's really messed up that, like, he literally was born there and she just was not valuing his insight. Like,
No, she didn't trust him, which is...
She's like, no. Despacito knows.
Daddy Yankee would not do me wrong.
You know, though, it brings up a good point, which is like, you know, is social media travel culture kind of creating false expectations for certain countries? Because as you've pointed out, and I've heard this from other people too, and also reading about it, of like, a lot of those islands, we think of like the tourist parts of it, which are pretty much like, you know, it's this glamorized small sections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we think that's the whole place. And it's not true. And I feel like that's social media always gives a false idea of anything.
Yeah, Bali. Bali's a big one.
Really?
Like I guess I shouldn't generalize. But yeah. We all have like this false sense. And it's not like, look, everywhere is dangerous. We're not saying like if you go to an island, it's like scary and there's crime. There's crime everywhere, there's violence everywhere.
No, but they're not exactly advertising every aspect of a place.
Right. Like you just have to be smart about it. Like it's not like a fantasy island. Like there's poverty.
Right.
And I think the social media aspect is true, but I think this person, I think she's just not on, like, she's on another planet.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She's very, like, the fact that she was, like, ignoring OPs, like, hey, this is not a good idea. Okay, fine. Walking up to this area and locals are immediately having a problem with it and her being like, no, and like trying to speak
I know.
The language is like, so you really have like no regard for like what reality might be outside of what's
she has
serving
no respect.
You.
She has no respect for her fiance.
Yeah.
Like this is where he's from and she's like, no, I'll handle this.
Yeah.
It's giving Valentina, it's giving I want my fantasy, this is not serving my fantasy. Like, I don't know, yeah. The comment with the exotic boyfriend is wild, but probably not inaccurate.
Yeah, someone else said, sounds like she was fetishizing you and your home country. Yeah. Either way, it's not your fault. You did what you were supposed to do. Someone else responded to that, saying absolutely she was fetishizing him. And also clearly has no clue that life in the Caribbean is nothing like an all-inclusive resort. Mm-hmm. Someone else said, let her go. It looks like she was in love with the romanticized idea of having the potential to live on a tropical island or so. Then her idea busted. If she was really loving you, this experience would not affect the personal relationship with you. There's a tweet here. Proof that Instagram influencers have ruined everything. My hopes and dreams were shattered when I found out the water at the gates of heaven is actually just a piece of glass under an iPhone. So.
Oh.
I've heard some like sketch stuff about Bali, but I mean like whatever, man. Like,
well, I think the thing is this, don't trust what you see on Instagram.
Yeah.
People fake all sorts of shit. Not only are people touching up their faces and their bodies, they're touching up the environment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're making shit not what it is. And the reality is like what we're talking about is whenever we think of something as a paradise, it's like, no, it's a country. A country includes everything.
Yeah.
Every country in the world includes something of everything. There's no such thing as a paradise. Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
everyone would be living there.
It'd be like, let's go there. No, it does exist. It's called Tallahassee, Florida.
Okay.
There's an update. Very quick.
Oh. Okay.
She called off the engagement. I don't know what to do. Probably just drink while I play some Halo with the boys before crying myself to sleep.
Let's
see
go.
See ya. Yeah, no, that's a happy ending for that guy. Happy ending for that guy.
Slayer.
This episode is brought to you by Factor. It's a busy time of the year, and going to the grocery store, prepping your own food, and trying to eat healthy is really tough. And Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, is here to help you out. They are
chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals in just 2 minutes. All you gotta do is heat them up, and they are fantastic. They're delicious. They have options for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm a big fan of the breakfast ones. The apple cinnamon pancakes are so good. I try to meal prep every week, and Factor makes it a lot easier while I'm trying to freaking bulk, you know? So I'm a huge fan. They've also got pressed juices. They've got tons of options that you can check out. And right now, you can get a great deal by going to factormeals.com/pitreddit50 and using code pitreddit50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pitreddit50 using code pitreddit50 to get 50% off.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is also brought to you by BetterHelp. It's the end of the year, and this time is often very difficult for a lot of people. I know it is for me. It's tough, and talking to my therapist every week is often what helps me get through a lot of difficult things and thoughts. It keeps me organized, it keeps me focused, and certain of where I want to go with my life. And I can't recommend it enough. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, flexible, convenient, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no extra charges. So find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pitreddit to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pitreddit to get 10% off your first month.
This one's gonna be good. It's from Am I the Asshole and was reposted on Am I the Devil, the place where all the worst ones go.
Hell yeah.
Apparently, I have heard that these people should break up, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I'll be the judge of that.
That's usually the consensus on all of these.
Usually. Am I the asshole for asking my wife to think about the long-term implications of her birth plan? Throw away because my friends know my main. I know dudes get ripped in here for posting their opinions about birth, but I think this is an important opportunity for my wife, and I'm posting because I believe the situation is nuanced and she's not hearing me out. This is a 34-year-old man. My wife, Beth, 28, is 33 weeks pregnant. We're both very ready for this baby to come. My mom is super hands-on with my entire family. My two brothers' wives are very close with her, but Beth has just never really clicked the way the other two did. I'd be lying if I said it didn't bother me that my wife seems disinterested in getting closer with my mom and my sister-in-laws. For all five of the births of my sister-in-laws, my mom's three births, they were all unmedicated. It is clearly a point of pride for all of them at having done it naturally. My mom said she chose to do it because she didn't want me and my brothers born doped up, and she wanted to experience the full spectrum of becoming a mother. Beth, on the other hand, is very fearful of birth and has talked to our doctor about being medicated. I didn't love the idea of the mother of my child being loopy and out of it at such a critical moment, but those concerns fell on deaf ears when I raised them. I felt very excluded during the discussion around pain management, and neither Beth nor our doctor were receptive to my ideas. My mom was asking me about our birth plan the other day, and I don't know why I did this, but I just sort of panicked and told her that Beth was going for it the all-natural way, like she and my sister-in-laws have. To say my mom freaked out with happiness is an understatement. She was thrilled that Beth was open to experiencing the full range of motherhood, and this might sound crazy, but I think if Beth shared this rite of passage with my mom and sister-in-laws, they might finally gel. I told Beth about my slip-up to see if she'd be open to changing her mind, given how this could serve as a critical bonding experience for them to share, and she lost her mind, yelling about how she wasn't going to compete with my mom and sister-in-laws during her birth. She emphasized that it was her birth again and again, which I don't think is fair because it will be an experience we both go through,
just differently.
I was just trying to get her to see that there was an opportunity for her to create some sisterhood with the women of my family. I wasn't dictating or even pressuring her. I just thought she would want to know how happy it made my mom. She told me she didn't give a fuck about sisterhood, which was very intense because Beth does not swear. I wasn't trying
It's almost like this is important to her.
I wasn't trying to upset her. I just think she would be wise to see the potential long-term implications of not having this shared experience with my mom and sister-in-laws. But Beth has been furious to the point of not speaking to me for several days, and I'm starting to wonder if I'm in the wrong, even if I was trying to help. Am I the asshole?
You know, it's almost like, you know, maybe having the child would be something that they could bond over, not the pain of having one.
Yeah.
I don't understand, like, well, why he thinks that, like, the pain is necessary.
Well, his pussy's getting ripped open, too.
I know. The poor guy, he has to suffer so much.
Babe, listen. Beth, sit down.
Don't swear.
Please don't swear. I know that you're going through a lot, but I want you to know, like, my emotional pussy is getting...
getting ripped. Just kidding. My emotional pussy is just getting
My emotional pussy.
He's like, I'm doing it the natural way.
Yeah. Remember, we are pregnant.
You know what's interesting, though? Something I just want to point out, like, this isn't the first time in Reddit stories that a family has a tradition that is just kind of confusing for me.
And
I mean,
yeah, it's so odd that it's a family tradition being put on in-laws who are not connected right to this family outside of their relationship with someone in the family. So
it's like the wife test one.
Right.
Do you remember that where it's like, well, this is a tradition my family has. It's like, well, cool. I'm not technically that's their tradition. That's fine, but
and when it gets down to the nitty-gritty bodily autonomy, my guy, like her body, her pregnancy, her birth, I'm a little hung up on the, like, the mom is like fixated on the idea of this baby being loopy when they're born and like, oh my God, that's such a big deal. Like, that baby's not gonna remember that.
Also, like, what even is natural birth? Like, are you going out to the fucking woods to like push this thing out and you're gonna rip the umbilical cord off with your teeth? Does the mom have like some fucking degree? Does she know that giving the mother drugs is gonna drug the baby?
No, he points out that the doctor is clearly on his wife's side.
Right.
And he's like, this friggin' dumb doctor's not receptive either.
Well, also, like, emotions are not facts. This story is him saying, I lied to my mom about what my partner is doing and then tried to convince my partner to go along with a lie. Mm-hmm. That's not just like going along with lie. It's putting your body through a very significantly more painful experience.
Yeah.
There could be an even more insidious intention here where he told the mom she was going to do it naturally so that they can both gang up on her and be like, you're going to be natural, right? It's going to be natural, right?
It's such a strange, he keeps saying like feeling the full range of motherhood.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of weird.
An epidural or whatever you need in a pregnancy does not invalidate the experience at all. Like, you are still very much a mother if you have a C-section, if you get the epidural, like if you have a surrogate, that is still your baby. Obviously pregnancy situation is different with a surrogate, but like you're a mother no matter what, like that is your baby. She could have lied and said, yeah, all natural, babe. I'm going to be all natural. And then she had the epidural. Like, what's the good in that poor communication?
I don't know. I feel like I hear people talk a lot about, like, motherhood and parenting. And they just refer to, like, that first, like, the birth and the first couple of years of raising a baby, of being a parent. I'm like, being a parent's a lifetime thing. Like, whether you're going to be a good mom or dad is, that's that child's whole life into adulthood, and how you are a parent throughout their entire life is determining that.
Yeah,
that's like the full range of motherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to say like, oh, you have to have pain during, you have to like go through this like traumatic, like horrible pain in order to like bond with other women on motherhood. It's just, that's
it's
crazy.
So strange.
Like,
there's
so much before and after the actual like event that like women have to deal with.
I feel and this is probably a little bit of a spicy take, where like I feel like people put so much on the pregnancy and having a baby, and then like postpartum depression is really tough. And it's like, It's like we put too much pressure on women in a lot of those situations. And yeah, it's not just having a baby. You are raising a human. Yeah. That is a blip in the situation. And also, I'm pretty sure there's a scientific fact of like women tend to forget like the physical pain. Like their body does not remember how painful it was to give birth because in like when a species is reproducing, they don't want your body to remember the pain because they want you to keep reproducing.
What I will also say is like, I think this also falls in line with a lot of people, kind of this whole thought where we forget that we're in a modern society where we've like kind of, like childbirth is super dangerous. And I think they have this thought of like, yeah, it's like you go about it naturally and everything's gonna work out because that's nature. Yeah, it's like, naturally, women fucking died a lot in childbirth historically.
This mom is fixated on the idea of all of this.
It's like, I wish I was born in another time. It's like, well, if you were born another time, you might have died before you were 1 year old.
So, a Krispy Kreme donut would have killed you. Like, that's the reality.
Hearing Despacito would have blown your mind open. So I think we know how the comments are going to go here. You're the asshole. Your complete and utter selfishness is so overwhelming that I had to take a break while reading this post. You and your wife will be experiencing this birth differently because you'll be sitting on your judgmental ass while your wife's body is forever transformed. Yep. You are a full partner in parenting, but regardless of what mommy told you, the hours you spend laboring aren't even close to the full range of motherhood, so take a seat. Mm. OP responded, I appreciate that we will have very different roles and experiences of the birth. All I meant was I'm seeing the holistic experience as something we create together because we made this child together and we'll love this child together. Certainly we have different roles in the process. She's more the quarterback and I'm more the coach.
Ah!
So I know
You cummed. What you did.
Yeah, you're more like the recruiter. You were the recruiter.
So
you
have
the sperm, and then that's it. She did everything
else. So I know she's the one working while I'm the one strategizing. Oh, God.
Ew.
Holy shit.
Stop. There's already enough, like, objectification in football. Like, these guys are just stats and numbers that are being subjected to concussions all the time. You're not the fucking coach of your wife.
For football fans, he's the Urban Meyer of dad coaches. someone's going to get it. He's a really shitty coach.
Okay.
You're the asshole. This is akin to her saying you should go through major surgery without any anesthesia. She is giving birth, not you. You are not equal partners in this. You are a spectator while she is doing all of the work. So you get zero say in how she chooses to do it. At this point, you should consider yourself lucky if she allows you to be in the hospital room at all. OP responded. By the way, that earlier one, negative or minus 690 downvotes.
The OP's
OP's
reply.
Response. OP responded to this comment. I don't think that's an accurate analogy. Women have been giving birth for thousands of years unmedicated. Pain management for surgery accounts for something unnatural occurring, i.e. cutting open a chest cavity. I know she's the one doing the work. I just feel like we are better off approaching as a team effort, so we should be aligned. 3,121 downvotes.
Yeah.
That's some of the most downvotes I think I've ever seen.
Women were burned at the stake because we thought they were witches. They should be able to handle pain.
I'm not a historian. I think a historian would say that is actually incorrect.
Yes.
For thousands of years, they were finding ways to probably...
They probably, like, gave women, like, brandy. Like, you know, they did all sorts
Dude, they were doing way worse stuff. They would stick their thumb in the whiskey bottle and put the thumb in the baby's mouth. Like, shit was different then.
I think, like, this is... And I'm not... I also don't agree with the take, like, we shouldn't let stupid people reproduce. But, like, this is what happens when, like, when stupid people say shit online... That it's just like you literally have like no idea like what a traditional birth is and like the dangers that come with it. You have this, like we said already, the romanticized idea of like a natural birth.
It's also very clear that his kids are gonna fucking hate him. I know it already.
He's like, I'm going to prom too. I'm going to prom just as much as you are, son.
Someone else said, you're the asshole. Birth mortality is high enough. Why do you want to risk making your wife a statistic? OP responded, I would never. I would do anything in the world to make sure she and my soon-to-be son are well. That's why I started this convo with her to begin with. 206 downvotes. So OP was responding a lot. We have a bunch of responses.
Let's
no context. Let's just
Linorama.
We get the
go.
Idea of what's probably happening. I have done extensive reading on natural ways to control pain and ensure the baby makes it out with minimal damage to my wife. So I don't think it's fair to suggest I have to value to I have no value to bring to the experience.
Jesus.
1,330 downvotes. That's a that's somehow very chosen.
With minimal damage done to my wife.
I rolled a D20 on birth.
I studied many ways to ensure zero pain.
How do you do minimal damage during childbirth?
I'm just picturing like it's a diagram of like a baby in the womb and he's got like lines with like X's.
Yeah,
and,
like, he's doing the coach,
so this is
he's
the
doing the playbook.
It's like you will never know. And one thing I'll say really quick is like, he's like, I never want to make my wife a statistic. He is by making her take part in a tradition because of the idea of it, simply because of these previous people who have done it too.
Yeah.
Like, it is all ego here. It is so much ego.
It's control too. He's super controlling and shitty. Another one. I know, this is all from him. I know death is dangerous, but it's the physical aspect of the birth that's dangerous, not the experience of the pain. I'm confused why you're equating pain with danger. 1,919 downvotes. She is the patient, but so is my child. Doesn't that at least give me a 50% say?
Ew. 50%?!
This guy is wild.
The baby has more say than you do!
I have definitely done the homework. I feel like I could deliver this baby myself at this point.
Oh,
LOL.
God.
Okay.
All right, I'm like, is this a troll?
Is this a troll
point?
At this,
this
point?
Has got to, no, I think he's just showing his ass.
No,
more
I think
and
he's
more.
Just actually, I think he's getting madder and he's just
and
like.
And he's letting it the mask slip.
Here's the last one. I'm not a doctor, but at this point I've read enough and watched enough YouTube videos that I could deliver this child myself. I did not make this suggestion without doing my homework on the pain mitigation techniques of meditation, breathing, aromatherapy, massage, and affirmations. I have a variety of pain management techniques that do not require medication. Just about 3,000 downvotes.
That's
holy shit.
So...
Look, guys, I'm telling you, and I keep telling my wife, I have learned ways to make sure my pussy does not hurt. and she just will not listen to me.
Bro, just breathe.
Mine never hurts.
Just breathe. That's it.
This is the worst guy.
I would agree with
that.
It's up
that. There. It's definitely,
up there.
It's definitely up
it's
there.
It's definitely leaderboard for sure.
Yeah, this is up there.
It got worse.
The
mask slipped like as he started rapid fire replying to people. Like he
also,
showed his
like,
ass.
This guy's 34.
That's true.
He's like he's set in his ways.
Oh, dude, do you know any pictures of the like of a diagram of the vagina he probably looked at before he had sex for the first time and he's like, I will know where the clitoris is.
Moving on from that guy.
Please.
Am I the asshole for breaking up with my boyfriend over the Barbie movie?
Let's go!
We know
Angela, Amanda, I hope you're watching this.
We know it had to happen out there. I literally don't know what to do right now, and I feel so helpless turning to Reddit for advice/validation. But 3 days ago, my boyfriend and I went to go see the Barbie movie. I've been really excited as I'm a huge Greta Gerwig fan, and my boyfriend likes Ryan Reynolds. Okay, I think that's a typo. I don't think that they actually think Ryan Reynolds is in the movie. I think she had to say Ryan
Gosling. Yeah.
Okay, but it is a funny thought.
Yeah.
Mid-movie, and you're just like,
he's like, I'm just Ken. Great.
Where's Deadpool?
Ken. Great. Other than him being in the movie, my boyfriend didn't know anything else about it. I, on the other hand, was aware of its feminist themes and was secretly hoping my boyfriend would get the message. Mm. Over the duration of the movie, I could tell he was getting more and more uncomfortable/upset, and I was getting really sad, both from the movie and his reaction. And I knew we would end up having a conversation about it afterwards. Oof. He didn't talk to me until we got in the car. He then told me that he was really offended by the movie and said that it was the kind of thing I should have watched with my girlfriends and not him. I understood where he was coming from, but I'm not going to even start explaining why I disagreed. We have been having problems with his weird comments about women, the LGBTQ community, and other stuff. He would deem it bitch shit.
Yeah, dude!
I feel like, why wasn't that the line for you? like
bitch shit?
Oh, this dude's red-pilled.
If he's saying, this guy is red-pilled so hard.
Okay.
Maybe it was a long time coming, but this was the straw that broke the camel's back. I was tired of having to always deal with his attitude and disrespect and was also maybe on this girl power high. So I told him it was over. The complicated part is this. He lives, lived with me. He has been in between serving jobs, and since he was my freaking boyfriend, I let him move in with me 6 months ago. Living with him is a whole other story, but I couldn't take it anymore, and I had him leave my apartment the next day. I stayed at my friend's house while he packed up his stuff. He said he understood and that he didn't want to live with me another second anyways. I assumed he had a place to go, but apparently he didn't. His brother called me a few hours ago saying he's MIA. His friends are blowing up my phone saying the same thing. I feel like this is all my fault. No one has heard from him in 24 hours. I did think it was weird when I came home and all the food in the fridge was gone. All the batteries in our electronics drawers were gone. He took my phone charger and half the blankets. I know now he did not, in fact, have anywhere to go or a car. He had been using mine since his engine busted last month. The worst part is we still have his location, and it's saying he is two states away. I don't know how he got there. I can't believe this is all because of a freaking Barbie movie.
Okay, there's something really funny about, like, he does what, like, every, like, what, like, children do, where, like, I'm running away from home.
No, he's being
and
Ken.
He, like, but he's like, oh, is that what Ken does?
Yeah, I haven't seen Ian, it. Unfortunately, has not seen the Barbie movie at this point.
In my defense, I also haven't seen Oppenheimer.
So. Okay.
Yeah, polar opposites.
Also, I don't watch that bitch shit.
So no. He's literally being Ken. He's okay. Having a Ken moment. Yeah. And that's very clear to me.
I would be, like, scared.
Yeah.
For him or her?
For her.
Like, I'm scared for her. I'm also scared for him. He just seems off the rails.
I feel like he's like doing his, like, going out to the woods kind of thing. Like,
doing that red pill shit.
Nature.
Yeah, I mean, taking batteries is, like, I'm sorry, but that's weird. People, like, remember, we've heard stories of people who, like, sell batteries for quick cash. Maybe he got a bus ticket or a train ticket.
I know he still stamps.
My interpretation is he probably got on a bus and he's just, like, going. He's doing the Incredible Hulk thing. He's just, like, hitchhiking down the road.
Yeah. He's on a
journey.
He's
all emotion. He is truly doing the Ken thing.
Yeah.
Some comments here. Ryan Reynolds isn't in Barbie.
Yeah.
Someone said, you can break up for any reason you want to, and he is a big boy who can take care of himself.
Yeah.
Someone said, he's MIA by choice. You got his location, so his phone is working. He's just refusing to answer. I doubt he had nowhere to go. Sounds as if a lot of people are texting you. If he got two states away with all the things taken from your place, someone had to pick him up. I don't see anyone stopping for a man holding his thumb up for a ride carrying loads of crap with him. Update.
Oh.
Yeah, the update. I broke up with my boyfriend over the Barbie movie. Yeah, it wasn't over the Barbie movie. It sounds like this guy was a lot of problems. Whoa. And
I don't know. He seems like a pretty, like, well-rounded guy.
Yeah, he seems pretty chill. Hi, everyone. I know everyone says this, but I really didn't expect this to blow up. I'm a little embarrassed, but in light of everything I've learned over the past 24 hours, I'm once again oversharing on Reddit. Before anything else, I wrote that post in a frenzy of panic and guilt. With a clearer head, I can recognize that, yes, we broke up because we were incompatible and I was at my limit, not because of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were saying I maybe needed the Barbie movie more than he did since I was clearly dating a bigot, and to that I agree. I was convinced I loved him, but I think I just didn't really understand my value / feel deserving of someone better. I've learned my lesson, and as a woman of color, will never let myself be treated like that again. My biggest regret is that my loved ones had to endure him as well. Well, I've been cheated on before, but I usually find out, and then we break up. Since I found out about my ex's cheating after I broke up with him, I'm not exactly torn up about it. I feel like I skipped the questioning and sadness and went straight to the over it. But since I have everyone's attention, I'm just gonna put him on blast right now.
Ooh,
I can confidently say his beliefs were the worst part about him, and I'm not extremely surprised that he didn't respect me enough to be loyal. But the way I found out was actually kind of funny. His brother has been keeping me semi-updated on the missing Ken situation, but I haven't really been asking any questions other than how he and his family are doing. They're not mad at me, as they are aware of the situation. His brother even thanked me for taking care of him for as long as I did. He texted me this morning around 9, saying we don't need to worry anymore because he's at their cousin's house in Colorado Springs. Then, around 12 in the afternoon, I got multiple calls from a friend of his saying that he heard from my ex. This friend sucks so much, I'm not even going to get into it. I supremely regret giving him my number. He was obviously under the influence of some sort, not to judge, but literally 12 p.m. at this point, and he's telling me stuff like, he is literally so much happier now that you let him go, and that he just felt bad for me and that I was charity work. And then he said, now he can be with his man for real. His name, getting some real pussy now. literally pause. I asked him to clarify, and he gave me that, oh, shit, ha, laughing guy thing they do when they say something they weren't supposed to. Then he said, fuck me, and hung up. The potentially craziest part that's been getting to me is that he is definitely at his cousin's house, his brother confirmed. I think I'm going crazy because I've seen his cousin on his Insta feed before, and she's literally stunning. He said she's his second cousin, and I don't really know how related they are. If this is real, I can't even comprehend what this means. Maybe it's not real, I don't know, but I think it's the perfect ending to this story. I'm not going to update anymore after this because I feel like I'm already going to regret this update, but final notes, he must have taken all this stuff from the house out of spite. I found out he took the batteries from the remotes and my hair blow dryer too. I don't know how he got to his cousin's house, I didn't ask, or what happened to my Dyson Airwrap, but maybe his cousin slash girlfriend is using it now. In the spirit of Barbie, she can have it, I guess. And yes, I know I said Ryan Reynolds when it was Ryan Gosling. Like that one comment said, facial blindness is real. That's all.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, I guess he just needed to find somebody that he had more in common with.
Like DNA?
DNA, yeah.
Holy crap.
Wow.
That is, I don't think that's an epic Ken moment, because Ken would not fuck his cousin.
No, yeah, this guy's worse than Ken. Top comment. Did not see this coming. What a conundrum. Spelled with a K.
Oh, funny.
Someone else said, what in the Alabama?
Yeah.
Someone said, so he's a bigot, thief, and potentially a cousin fucker. Mm-hmm. You didn't dodge a bullet. You dodged a cannonball.
Yeah.
A cannonball.
Someone said, girl, you better file a police report over that Dyson. Those things are $600.
Yeah. He's definitely not blow drying his nards with it, I'll tell you that.
It's some good callbacks.
Wow, that's a lot, bro.
Yeah, I truly think it's actually an insult to Ken to compare this guy to Ken.
Yeah.
Ken is naive. But he's not.
No. But he's got a good heart. Yeah.
He's not evil on this level.
I think it's great that like a movie can like show people's like true colors.
Yes.
And like kind of like.
Oh, the Barbie movie is absolutely
the Barbie test.
It's a great like litmus test for.
Yeah.
Like,
it truly is.
We're not a fan of the wife test, but we are a fan of the.
I think the Barbie test is valid. I think if you're dating, if you are a woman dating a man, and you question whether he's a good guy or not, mm-hmm. whether it could work, go see the Barbie movie or watch it at home together and be like,
what'd you think?
What'd you think?
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of stuff now where like, if you see somebody get triggered by some media and like, you know, use the W word, mm-hmm. you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gotta be a challenge for women to avoid like the red pill stuff. Because I mean,
at least it gets right out there in the front, you know, like
it sucks.
Easily
like
spot a red flag.
Yeah, I don't know why people are like, I when I was really young had a boyfriend that like gave like Murica vibes, mm-hmm. and I was just like, yeah, it's just like, oh, I guess that's just like his thing. And like women sometimes feel like they have to just accept their partner's beliefs because of whatever reason. And it's like, no, if you like, we need some critical thinking. We need some few steps ahead thinking of like, do you want to spend the rest of your life hearing that?
Like, her mistake was, I mean, she was going to this movie thinking like, oh, maybe this will kind of change him. It's
right.
Like, no, he is who he is.
Right.
That's not going to change. If he's saying bitch shit, that is 100%
bitch
who that guy is. And you do accept that. I do believe people change, but you in a relationship, you cannot expect that to happen. And you certainly can't do it to someone.
No.
And change can take a long ass time. Look, maybe 30 years from now, this guy might be different. He might go, yeah, I was a horrible person when I was young. But we don't know that, and you can't bank on that. You need to move on. And
no.
Thankfully, she has moved way the hell on.
Yeah, maybe when him and his cousin have kids or nieces and nephews or whatever you call them, maybe then he'll learn.
Would Little Women have been a better Greta Gerwig movie for her to send him to, or would that have been worse?
She would have figured it out quicker, probably.
Yeah.
All right, last story.
Okay.
This one's a little lighter than these previous ones. Today I fucked up by accepting an invitation to a concert. This morning a cute girl invited me to a concert saying, my brother and I have an extra ticket to this concert tonight. I have hung out with them a few times and I've been meaning to ask her out, so I was totally on board. That being said, I don't like the band or even the genre of music, but it was worth it to hang out with her for several hours. I talked to the brother to confirm details, and we decided to carpool since the venue is 2 hours away. Oh. When he picked me up, there was only him and a random dude I didn't know in the car. Turns out she had a date elsewhere tonight and was trying to get someone to take her ticket. And I didn't find this out until I was too late to bail without being an asshole.
No.
TLDR, spent 12 hours going to a concert of a band I don't like for a girl because she pawned her ticket off on me so she was free to go on a date. Her brother was chill, though. Edit. For those asking, the brother and I are both straight. Sorry to disappoint. It was a country concert. Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
It sounds like it'd be like country rap.
Yeah, look, this is light. Shit happens. If the phrasing is what she said of, my brother and I have an extra ticket to this concert tonight, he definitely assumed he was going with her and him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks for him. But she also probably doesn't know that he's into her.
The way she queued it up, it sounded dishonest. Because, like, Angela sometimes has extra tickets to stuff, but she's very clear, like, hey, these are my friends or whoever's tickets. Do you want them to take somebody else? Like, you got to be clear on those plans.
That's true.
I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, not being a fan of the music and wanting to go to something because you're interested in this person's interests and you are interested in them. I don't think that's dishonest to an alarming degree, but that's what sounds like she was way more dishonest.
So someone said, no way, that's rude. As soon as I found out, I would have left the car. OP responded, I should mention that the brother is chill, but doesn't have many friends, and he wasn't complicit. He thought I knew I was taking her ticket, so I didn't want to bail on him at the last minute. Someone else said, did you have to pay for the ticket? He said, luckily, no, it only cost me my Saturday. Someone said, is the brother single? totally thought it was going to turn out that it was the brother that had a crush on him. And then someone else said, who is to say that that still isn't the case?
I think OP's kind of a chill dude. Like, he seems like really
nice. Yeah,
he seems
like a nice guy.
OP's like,
hanging out with this girl and her brother. I'm like, I kind of love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too bad. I mean, especially to get, like, to get switcherooed and then also find out that she did that to go on a date with somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty rough.
Pretty devastating.
Yeah.
Crash and burn.
Hurts.
Rough. Hurts. Well, I wonder if Jelly Roll has a song about that.
Yeah, maybe he heard a song that he really resonated that was called, like, oh, when your lady lies to you and sends you to a concert with her brother.
Yeah.
When you send your brother to a concert with a guy that you like.
When you're giving birth unmedicated.
When you're fucking your cousin.
When you don't want to watch that bitch shit. Barbie.
When you cover a football in your own shit and you throw it at kids on the other side.
That's a
good banger.
That's quite a callback.
Thanks for being here.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, flannel boys.
Look, by the time...
We flannels stick together.
By the time this comes out, you need to watch the Barbie movie.
I want to see the Barbie movie. But, like, right now, it's available, but you have to buy it. You can't rent it.
Ian, we watched...
You watched
Twitches before you watched the Barbie movie.
Yeah, but I didn't pay for that. If we review Barbie... on the We Watch, because Smosh would pay for it.
It's too good to criticize.
Like, I'm not gonna steal money out of Greta Gerwig's pocket. That wouldn't be very feminist of me.
Let us know what other subreddits and themes you'd like us to cover on this show, and we will see you next Saturday for more unhinged bullshit. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.